going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Devin Williams blew the game on Friday night, and has now, the Yankees announced earlier yesterday, that he is no longer the closer, and Weaver will take over. And I know... I've been against that, and I've pushed back on the idea of taking Devin Williams out of the closer's role. I tweeted out Friday night, that was finally it for me, because it wasn't so much the inefficiency or the ineffectiveness. It wasn't so much blowing the game. It wasn't even so much losing the game. It was everything about what I saw on the mound from Devin Williams. Devin Williams, I honestly believe he didn't want to be out there. Devin Williams didn't just not be able to locate his fastball and threw a terrible changeup that got hit over the center fielder's head and blew the game. It was more than that. From the beginning, from the first pitch of the first at-bat to Springer, he looked like he didn't want to be out there. He has zero confidence right now. Zero confidence in his ability. Zero confidence in himself. He wants no part of being on the mound. That's literally how it looked. And after that performance, I don't think he left the Yankees any choice. They, especially when you have Weaver, who hasn't given up a run yet this season, who was your closer last year into the World Series, you have an easy transition. And he's been awful. Now, I've been against it because I felt like the last thing I wanted to do to Devin Williams was to take him out of the closer role. It's one thing if he's been here. It's one thing if he's built up, you know, some cachet or some... significant, you know, something with the fans who clearly are chanting "We want Weaver" at the end of the game Friday night. Like, it would be one thing if he had some stability here and you could go back to him and, like, you have no track record here. He's been one of the best closers in all of baseball. Like, that's not hyperbole. I still mean that. That's been the he's been a dominant reliever. Even off of last year, he had the back injury, and maybe that's playing a role in it. I don't know. But he came back from the back injury and was dominant. It was only like 25 innings or so, but dominant. As good as he's ever been at the end of last year. But he left them no choice. They had to move on from Weaver. And I'll tell you this, as much as I was against it, you have to do it. And more than that, there is no... waiting for him to turn it around and then putting him back in the closer role. To me, this is it. This is now Weaver is the closer. And if Weaver blows that gig, then I can go back to Devin Williams if he finds it. But this is now just, listen, this is a one-year deal. Devin Williams is now out of the closer's role and Weaver has it. And if Weaver runs with it, Weaver runs with it. That's it. Even if Devin Williams finds himself and gets back to being dominant, I am not changing things if Weaver is successful. That's it. So I fully expect. Now, I don't know what they got to do. He's throwing 97 miles an hour, so the fastball is there. He just can't locate it. And the changeup has gotten zero swing and miss. Zero. This is supposed to be one of the best pitches in all of baseball. And he is not getting any swing and miss on it at all. So I don't know what they're going to have to do, but the Yankees made the absolute right decision off of the debacle that was Friday night. I mean, if you think of how many games, think of how the Yankees would be playing right now. Yeah, they lost legitimately 2 out of 3 to Cleveland, but they would have swept Tampa Bay instead of winning only 3 out of 4, and they would have swept Toronto. He directly cost them 2 wins over the last week. And more than that, I don't know if it's the beard policy or whatever the case may be, he has looked disinterested. Now, say what you want, and you could say, he can't figure it out in New York, or we'll find out. Because I'll be totally honest with you, whether he's disinterested or not, whether he's unhappy or not, like he thought he was getting traded to the Dodgers, I don't know if he's unhappy here. Here's the point. He's about to hit free agency. I don't care how happy or unhappy he is. Nobody wants to head into free agency losing their closing role and having an 11 ERA. He's motivated to fix this. And he has been too good for too long not to fix it. I still believe very strongly that Devin Williams is going to be a key part of this team and a key part in any success they have, because he has been too good for too long. I don't believe he's going to be an 11 ERA guy who can't get an out because he's uncomfortable in the bright lights of New York. I refuse to believe it. He might not have the same season he's had in his previous years, but he will get to a point where he can help the New York Yankees, and they're going to need it. Even though they're getting Loaisiga back soon, this bullpen will need Devin Williams. But having said that, even though I fully expect him to come back, I'm not giving him the closer role unless Weaver blows it. I feel like this Weaver's earned it. He's pitching lights out. He came in again yesterday, and the game was 5-1. It wasn't even a save situation, but it was easy. He has now pitched 12 innings and hasn't given up a run. He pitched them into the World Series as the closer. That's it. Now, he's the guy. If Devin Williams gets back, great. 7th and 8th inning. The only way he gets his closer role back is if Weaver loses it. That's it. And having said that, though, I'm sorry. I have to push back on all the crazies. You cannot kill this trade. Brian Cashman traded nothing. Nestor Cortez, who was on the 60-day IL with the same injury he had last year, he wasn't going to be a part of this team. He traded a prospect. None of you knew his name before 3 months before the season. They traded absolutely nothing for one of the best relievers in baseball. Stop telling me it's a terrible trade and only an idiot would have made it. It was a great trade, and it hasn't worked out yet. But I fully expect it to. And listen, they gave him no choice. I know I was kicking it down the line. I don't like having this guy come over, being one of the premier closers in all of baseball for years, being one of the best relievers in baseball longer than that, coming over to the new team and immediately within the first eight, nine outings, taking him from a role that he has earned for the last 3 years. In a new spot where clearly he's uncomfortable. I didn't want to do that to him. They left him no choice. He left the Yankees absolutely no choice. They had to do it.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.